You know, I feel like over the last couple of weeks, not having an opportunity to play, we've got a lot of really good work in, got some guys healthy. You know, our guys continue to bring a lot of energy and effort every day to practice. Love their attitude, willingness to keep improving. Know they're excited about Saturday. We're excited the opportunity to be back in Neyland, you know, playing against a good Florida team. So it's a great opportunity for us to get a chance to kind of, you know, turn this season around, play our best game, and it's something we've worked hard over the last 10 days to get ready for.
Coach, in terms of starting quarterback, have you made a decision for this Saturday's game?
No. We'll make a decision as we get closer to the game.
Coach, you talked about on the conference call about, you know, Keyshawn, Amari, Jimmy, and the other Jimmy, and D, and some of those younger guys that have made a lot of strides the last 5 weeks. What is it specifically that they're doing better now than what they were doing then? And how close do you think they are to making, like, a real impact as far as getting real quality time on the field?
Well, you know, all these guys have played on special teams. They've all had a chance to play. You know, it's really just about opportunity. You know, when you talk about if you're not out there on the field, it's hard to improve. So whether it's in a game or in practice or whatever it is. So, you know, just learning what it's like in a routine, a college regimen, classes, weight room, practice, meetings, you know, preparation. So just kind of getting in a routine and getting a chance to be consistent over a long period of time has helped all of them.
Jeremy, you also talked earlier today about some of those other guys at outside linebacker that are going to have to step up. Could you kind of maybe expand on the development you've seen this season from both from Tyler and Morvan, and kind of what you've seen from Roman over his couple of seasons here with you guys?
You know, Roman, you know, played really well early. He's all last year was a really, really good special teams player for us. Played some minutes there, especially on third down. You know, when he got a little bit banged up early in the season, and his role probably decreased a little bit, but he's getting healthier, and it's good to get him back. You know, Tyler has continued to seem like to play more and more snaps every game, and not unusual for a young guy. He just continues to earn the opportunity. You know, Morvan's a guy that really can play a lot of different positions because of his versatility. You know, we've moved him around a little bit, but really in the last several weeks, you know, you start seeing the game kind of slowing down for him, you know, which is good to see because he's a guy that plays really, really fast.
Yeah, Jeremy, just kind of following up on that thought, you mentioned Morvan. I know he started the season at outside backer and then you moved him to inside. Where had he been practicing up until – recently here? Had he been at inside or was he working at outside too?
Well, he's a guy that on first and second down, you know, we would like to develop as an inside backer. On third down, he moves to the outside and becomes a rusher. So it's when the season started, we started him on the outside, and obviously we had a little bit of injuries there in the middle of the season, so to create some depth, we moved him in there, and really with he's benefited by us not playing, just to be honest, kind of getting these camp type practices and going back to the basics and fundamentals. It's really caught him up at inside backer, and there's probably a little more multiples there, but when you learn that part of it from inside out, it probably clears things up for you as far as the big picture of our defense. So it's been good for him. It's good for his development.
And then, unless I'm mistaken, I don't think we've seen Martavius French this year. Where's he at in his development? What's going on with him?
You know, he's really worked hard this season to change his body. I think when he got here, he was 251 pounds. Last week, he was 226. And you can see, you know, really the just slimming up, you know, playing faster, being quicker. So we'll build him back up. But guy that's really smart, and I'm excited about his future here.
Jeremy, with the number of guys that you've had out, I guess, the past couple of weeks, has that caused any sort of logistical issues on getting practice done the way you want it to, or have y'all kind of been through enough of this now where you can handle it?
No, well, when this is the first time we've had this number of guys out in the last couple of weeks since all the way back in fall camp. But just really probably taking the pads off, not completely, but probably not as many days in pads or shells, just because of numbers. Because if we lose a guy or two, it'd really be tough to practice. But our guys have done a really nice job, and so it's been very productive for the last couple of weeks.
Might be kind of hard to answer this, but in terms of where a freshman class would sort of normally be at this point in the year, everything that's gone on, I guess, for the past 8, 9, 10 months, whatever it's been, are those guys significantly behind where they would be on average, or have y'all been able to kind of play catch up and work with what you got?
Well, I feel like just from a time frame, you know, when we reported back in June, but we didn't do any football in June. Everything was kind of, you know, because the kids had been off for, I guess, 3 months since March the 12th. So, you know, the first 2 or 3 weeks was really, is mandated by the SEC to make sure the guys were healthy, to kind of get them ready to start football. And we started that in July. And, of course, probably across the country, especially after the 4th of July, the COVID numbers kind of crept up. So guys have been in and out. And not everybody's had the same circumstance. So that's why some guys are probably had an opportunity to contribute more this year than maybe others. I'm not sure that has anything to do with ability. It may be just more circumstance. But over the last really 6 to 8 weeks with the extra practices, and, you know, we've really kind of worked hard to develop those guys. And, you know, they've had great attitudes. And each game, more and more of them are playing and creating bigger roles for themselves.
Coach, I know you guys were high on Cooper Mace when y'all signed him out of Catholic last year with his mental makeup and stuff. But the offseason surgery and then a few setbacks along the way, where are you proudest of him as far as what he's given you in that jumbo set? And then as a center, what's he give you guys as well?
Well, you know, Cooper's really had an unusual probably last 18 months. He obviously had an injury in high school and played hurt his senior year, and with a surgery and coming back. So didn't get a chance to have a lot of off season, but guy's a tough kid. He's smart. He's played a lot for us for at the tight end position. You know, he'll play Saturday. So, you know, he's got a bright future, you know, and just needs more opportunities.
Jeremy, what has been the process for the guys in contact tracing over the last couple of weeks when it comes to maybe getting a workout in and whatnot, also staying up to date on what you guys are doing game plan-wise? I know you had mentioned that you were hopeful that some of them would be able to be out on Friday and playing the game. So how's that process been keeping them, you know, kind of 100% in a way, just as y'all prepare for Florida?
Right. Well, a lot of them have experience with it because this isn't the first time. So, you know, dating all the way back till July, you know, when they're in contact tracing, they still can, you know, be in the Zoom meetings. You know, if they don't have COVID, they can do a workout, but it's got to be by themselves. So put some logistics there with our strength staff. But, you know, they can be at practice. They can do workouts on their own with our strength staff, but it's not practice.
And a follow-up to that real quick. Have you guys gotten your test results back from yesterday?
We did.
And everybody is good to go? No positives, or can you report that?
Well, we had a couple of positives. I think one of them was an off-the-field personnel and one player. But with these things, you have to go back and follow up to make sure it's not a false positive. So it's usually a couple of days before you figure that out.
Yeah, Jeremy, that power formation you guys used earlier in the season, I know Riley has gotten hurt, but what made you guys go away from that and prevent you from putting, you know, another offensive lineman in there instead of Riley?
Well, we were playing Riley, we were playing Jerome and playing Cooper early in the year, and all of those guys kind of in the Missouri game got banged up, and Jameer obviously got hurt against South Carolina. We got down some numbers there, so you know, we've used it off and on throughout the season and used other guys in there, but we've not used it as much because those guys probably had a little more experience playing that position. We put a lot of time and effort into it in the off season. So something that we'll continue to use. I think it's a good package. I know losing Riley Locklear was a big deal, you know, because he played really well in the first two games, and, you know, he'll be back and he'll get an opportunity to finish his senior year. And, you know, me and him has talked about this before. He's excited about it because he never really got a chance to be redshirted. So he's seen him every day. He's got a smile on his face. He's working hard to get back.
Coach, I know you guys offensively were a little bit better on third down against Auburn, but what kind of emphasis, both offensively and defensively, have you been able to put into working on those third downs, both on offense and defense?
Well, you know, you go back and do a lot of quality control and see the things that you've done well, see the things that you've not done so well, try to figure it out. Is it personnel? Is it scheme? Is it execution? So probably it's been a little bit of both, or some of all of that for us this year. So, you know, we've got to do a better job on third down, especially on defense. I thought the last game our offense was much improved, but defensively, particularly in the last two games, you know, just had lots of opportunities to get off the field and didn't, and which enabled our opponent to kind of extend drives and in turn get points.